Lila Lila podcast, the English speaking podcast about all things athletic. Finally, we're back for an episode. Me and Emmanuel, the first time we record together since November, I think. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
Well, I'm doing good, better than Punya, I would say.
All right. That's an unusual way to put it. So a memorable week for Atletico. Well, it didn't start very well at all, with two losses in Copa del Rey and in the Super Cup. It wasn't going well in the Valencia game either, but they more than turned it around in the second half. And finally, a win to be celebrated. A very memorable one. Emmanuel, can you please give us your thoughts about that Valencia game?
So basically, talking about the Valencia game, I'm going to be talking about the form. I'm going to talk about the first and the second half differently. In the first half, well, it was really bad, like we already talked about. Atleti were facing the borderless team, so basically things we had to expect was they are going to be disrupting the play, delay tactics, lying on the ground, try to break the flow. So make things difficult for Atleti to have continuity in possession. That was something that was expected. But in the first half, I think the game was pretty even until Atleti conceded from the counter, and which is really sad because the counter came about the fact that Atleti pressed high and Atleti won the ball back in Valencia's final third, and a better decision making from Suarez, and maybe Atleti has a shot on goal or maybe a goal even. But poor decision making, and Valencia now had the chance on the counter attack. The thing that was really poor in that first half was the fact that most of the times when Carrasco, be Depaul, or even Lodi had to put the ball in the box, Atleti had just a maximum of three players. So I was like, Atleti wants a goal here and not many players in the box. Also, from that first half, Getafe went with a 3-5-2, trying to match Atleti, creating lots of individual duels. And since Getafe had more of the edge, they were more determined. So they won most of the long balls, like the second goal, which the ball was just bouncing like as if it was ping pong. And all of a sudden, it comes to, I think, Lato. And Lato plays a true ball and Hugo Duro scores his third goal against Atleti in two games. So basically, that first half is really one to forget. But analyzing it, I think it's really bad for Atleti because Atleti, you have a lot of eagerness to win the ball. And they don't know how to do that. And that caused the disruption, maybe from set pieces after a ball has been sent into the box. If there's a clearance, you have that eagerness to go for the ball and you have the disruption in the shape and opposition and capitalize on that. I think that's the main issue with Atleti. A team on last episode, which I talked about, a team that wants the ball, but don't know how to get the ball. And when they also have the ball, they are kind of lacking on it. As for the second half, to be honest, there's not so many things to analyze because it was really crazy. You have Lema playing the left wing back, Depaul playing as a right back. Basically, I don't know how it was just put the players on to win the game for Atleti because that was really tough. And thank God for Cunha's mentality, which affected the whole team and were able to get three goals and, like you said, a memorable comeback. And to be honest, in that game, well, Koke was lucky not to be sent off in the first half for his challenge, because that was when Atleti were one knee down and all of a sudden Atleti won the ball and so many players died. Even Koke, the captain, he loses his cool, which says a lot about Atleti's current situation at the moment. And also, I think, and Valencia were also lucky for Hugo. I think he almost fouled on Felipe and a penalty not for Atleti. But to be honest, we were really poor in the first half. And our build-up play, we're still caught up between two ideas. And also, as for Felix, I think he had an okay game. But what I would suggest is that Felix is basically the most fouled player in Europe. So I think we can make use of that in our advantage. That is, maybe making him receive the ball more in the final third. I think opposition teams fouling him there gives a little free kicks from better opportunities to forward or even penalties. We can make good use of that.
All right. Just in case anybody's confused, Emmanuel kept referring to Valencia as Getafe. Now, while Bordalas is transforming them into Getafe from last season, or sorry, from the season before, it was Valencia Atleti were playing. So yeah, you talked quite thoroughly about the Valencia game, and I mean, it was pretty confusing in the second half what Cholo was going for. Like you said, Lemar playing as a left back, Depaul more of a right midfielder on the wing, and then the substitutions came, and João Félix controversially out. Felipe comes in for him. Hector Herrera thrown in as well. So yeah, it was pretty weird what Cholo was going for, but it paid off in the end. And yeah, never question a Cholo Simeone substitution, right?
Definitely. And to be honest, I just tweeted Cholo sub and I put an emoji, a sack emoji, and all of a sudden after that, it's like everything just changed. Well, I think that is Felipe sub is among there with De Laurentiis one, to be honest. In which is, I think there's a saying now, only Cholo will sub in a defender for an attacking player and they go on to win the game.
Very well. So this definitely, hopefully, I would say, changes things for Atleti, at least from a mental point of view. So, like you said, it was the players looked very frustrated in the first half. More defensive mistakes, I would say. Hermoso, in the first goal, misjudged the run of Guedes and allowed him a lot of free space. And again, in the for the second goal, misjudged the clearance, mishit it, and then just a nightmare from the defense in general to allow the ball to get to Hugo Doro, who was one on one with Oblak. Those defensive mistakes don't look like they're gonna go away, unless Savic and Jimenez come back fit for a measurable amount of time. But mentally, it felt like the team just got a sigh of relief in that second half. And like you said, Cunha and plenty of other players in the last minutes, you actually could see something different that we couldn't see in previous games. They didn't look relaxed. They didn't give up on the scoreline. They kept pushing and pushing, and they were obviously rewarded for that show of bravery they showed. Do you think this could be a turning point for Atleti season?
Well, I tell you, before answering the question, I think going back to the goals, I need to consider is I think Hermoso is not just to blame. He's not the only one. Like you talk about defensive mistake. For the first goal, I think Vasharico could have maybe blocked the interior and forced Musa out wide so he can deliver a cross. And for the second goal, it was a coming together between Hermoso and Jimenez for the clearance and so many other things. The defensive errors are not really going away. And coming back now to the question, I think to be honest, Atleti needed this victory because the second half showed Atleti's psychological superiority over Valencia. Because you can look at that first half, you saw a team who are afraid to concede the counter attack, and as such, they are playing it safe. Like I complain about not having enough players in the box, but in the second half, it's like they had nothing to lose for nothing to lose. They went for it. A team who they take a lot of risks, but are cautious to minimize the threat the opposition possesses on the counter-attack. Basically, in that second half, I would say Atleti's line, defensive line, was almost at the midfield. And I think if you look at Felipe, most of his touches were in the Valencia half. So playing like that in that way, I think that is the way Atleti needs to play in order to get results. And this Valencia game told Cholo how the team needs to play. And to be honest, it's how can I say? It's like in this game, the second half of that game was like an injection of how would I call it? I would just say an injection of being tough or bringing back the old Atleti, never die attitude, being brave. Because notice the old Cholo's team of Gabi, Godin, they were brave enough off the ball, but this team is not doing that. But they have to be brave on it, and we saw that in the second half against Getafe. I think this game. That second half was much needed for the fans. I think you saw there were some videos online about some fans going home early because, to be honest, it's really tough. But I think that was really needed. The one that wasn't full was about 44,000, no, So I think that game was not just for the players, but also for the fans to reassure them that this team is talented enough to win games, give us joy. And also, I hope that that performance in the second half leaves a lasting impression on Cholo because, to be honest, despite the fact the team has been doing down and there have been lots of mistakes, he has also been a fault for holding the team a little bit back, to be honest, with his tactics.
Right. Just coming back to what you said about Hermoso. I wasn't putting the blame fully on him. I just happened to give an example. Yes, Vrsaljko could have done better at closing the space for Yunus Musah. I'm not too sure about this one, but I think Oblak could have done a bit better as well, as he was beaten at the near post. I'm not fully sure about this one. But as for what you said about the style of play, I do think Simeone did try quite a few times to play like this. But he was in this match in particular, he was helped by Valencia's willingness to just sit back and absorb the pressure. As for other times, it felt like every time he tried to go with these tactics, he was almost always punished with counterattacks. This just comes back to the issue with the defensive mistakes, and the defense haven't been reliable enough to give Cholo the peace of mind in order to play like this every game.
Well, to be honest, that's true. But to be honest, the defense isn't also reliable to sit deep and play in a low block. So I don't, and to be honest, there's no benefit in sitting deep and playing a low block because at the end of the day, we concede goals and we face a lot of difficulties, adversity of the pitch and counterattacks. So I don't know, but I'm really disappointed in Cholo's decision making in most of the games. He got it right against Valencia and proved me wrong. And he has proved me wrong so many times. But to be honest, I was going to vent out what I have within. It is really shocking at the way we approach games. Against Real Sociedad, it was really a horror show. Against Athletic Club, the same. I think Oblak said the same thing. We have to, the way the team is now, to be honest, we have a lot of talent to outscore opponent at the moment. Because sitting deep and containing your position is not going against Villarreal in the first half, it could be 4 or 5 minutes down. But at the end of the day, I don't understand the magic that happened, but luckily, we came out with a point from La Ceramica. So, this team is not built, or the current players are not good enough to play in a low block and counter-attacking. Yes, we have Cunha, we can use him for as an outlet, we can score and the rest, but it is not going. So, I know there's top four. I think I asked the same question to Lou, which I'm going to ask to you now. There's top four on the line. So, technically, we need to prioritize the results, but which way is the best way? Do you think we need to prioritize well? Because we need a constant style of play that is going to give us victories. Because at the moment, what happens against Valencia in the second half is memorable and is really good, but that is not a sustainable way to achieve results because it will not last. Because at the moment, I think we play a tougher, a better side, say Sevilla, and there are 2 goals up against us. We know that's never happened.
It's tough because, like I said, it's it hasn't been clear what players are the most reliable because there have been problems with the consistency of most players, really. I would think, like you said, the best would be to try and play like against Valencia in the second half, but. That will be, I mean, it will be dependent on more players stepping up, maybe Kondogbia returning from injury and playing with more consistency, maybe a new signing. The winter transfer market hasn't closed yet. I do think this it will depend on this. I can't really say we can just pick one tactic and go for it for all matches. Would this be the way forward? I would think, I would say yes. Going with something similar at least to what we saw in the second half. Hopefully the players do back it up. And I believe Cholo will find the best tactics to go for the players he has.
Well, in Cholo, we trust, as you always say. Hopefully, like you said, he finds the best way, because I'm just going to say this. I think in La Liga, Atleti has so many secondary strikers, yes, but they are also, I think we also have a very versatile set of players who can play almost anywhere. And also, we have some of the best players who can play in the tightest space possible. We have Felix, we have Correa, we have Carrasco. Those are guys who can. So, to be honest, well, I would just say personally, it's my opinion and it's just my personal expectation of the team. I'm not saying we should be Pep Guardiola's Bayern or whatever, but to be honest, we have the arsenal to go toe to toe with any team in La Liga. Yes, we don't have the budget as Real Madrid or Barcelona, but this current squad, I cannot, to be honest, going away at La Ceramica is really tough, and we cannot, maybe, yes, but we cannot be playing against Valencia, and we are, how can I say that first half? To be honest, I'm happy about the winning, but the first half still, it bothers me, to be honest, because we have all what it takes to how can I say it, to contain Valencia. But well, going forward, hopefully Tolo does his magic as he has done in the 10 previous years, and we forget about this tough period for the club.
This is the closest I've ever heard you to starting a rant. So this is the angriest Emmanuel has ever gotten on the podcast. So yeah, with that life-changing moment out of the way, let's move on to the next subject. The man of the hour, the star of the match, Cunha. It is his debut season after he was signed from Hertha Berlin, and he, I mean. Hasn't qu had the most amount of minutes, but he has been impressive. What are your thoughts about his season so far?
Well, I would say I start him over Suarez. That's the first thing I'm going to say. Suarez did well last season, yes, but he's no more himself. The Valencia one against Valencia, which I did were great, was great, was evident of the so-called version of Suarez. Chances he was able to put away last season with the chances he missed that in that game. Okay, so coming back to Cunha's praise, to be honest, his mentality is right fit for Atleti. When he comes on, he offers what the team lacks. For example, the whole fan base saw against Valencia. His energy, even when he was about to come on, you could see him trying to make things go for Aliti, even when he's still out of the pitch. That means we need more player with his mentality. There are a lot of attributes he possesses. I remember talking on the podcast about the fact that I would like to see him more as a center forward, in which in kind of Firmino role, and that is something similar in which has been happening. Not similar, but that's actually what has been happening. He has the pace to make runs in behind opposition defense. He's smart enough in his positioning. I think he has gotten better in the box. If you saw the goal against Valencia, he was able to get away from his marker before he scored that goal. And that says much about him. He's able to stretch opposition defenses with his run. Against Villarreal, his finishing is not yet top-notch, but I think there are a lot of he has done the amount of time he has had. I would say he has done so much that he deserves to be a regular stop or maybe a starter in most games. Because in games where we are going to be playing the counter-attack, say maybe against Barcelona after the international break, I don't think going for Suarez is a great idea. I think going for Suarez will be against teams in which we are going to be dominant of the ball, and we are going to be playing around their final third most of the time in their half. Because playing sitting deep and trying to counter-attack with Suarez is a no-go for me. I was surprised he played 90 minutes against Valencia. I was also furious he came on against Athletic Club. This is not me saying I hate Suarez or whatever, but to be honest, what he offers at the moment is not what Athletic need. And he has to improve because he's really having a bad run. I think he's having his longest goal drought since his Liverpool days. So there are a lot of things which he needs to improve. But so far, Cunha is surpassing most expectations. Hopefully, he keeps on with this trajectory.
So with that in mind, who do you think should be the starting forwards for Atleti? Should it be Cunha? Should it be Griezmann when he returns from injury? Should it be Felix, or should it be the informed Correa?
Wow, that's tough. But to be honest, in my opinion, at the moment, Korea starts every game. I don't know why. He was benched at the beginning of the season because he was basically our best attacker at that period. Scored 3 goals in 2 games, and he has 8 goals at the moment. So, in my opinion, Correa is a must go. He's versatile, and no matter where he plays, he gives his all for the team, and he does that very well. And at the moment, he's in that level where he scores goals. That means he's at the time in which the ball just goes. Let me not say just goes in, but the ball is going in for him. What does that mean? We take the most of this. We can not keep relying on player A, player B, or blah, blah, blah. But to be honest, going forward, I would love to see more of Cunha and Correa front two. Against Real Sociedad, actually, when we Correa and Felix, and it was really bad because we keep on playing long balls. I don't know who we are playing to because both are not good aerially. So Correa is a must for me. Cunha is doing great, and I would like to see him start. But depending on the games, I think Cholo will decide who goes. And also, after an international break, Griezmann is coming back. That is also tough because before his injury, he was really good. We don't know the type of Griezmann we are going to have after he comes back. But I'm sure he's always a guy who gives 100%. So that's really a tough question. But for me, Correa is a must in the starting 11.
Very well. So, as you mentioned, Griezmann, Llorente, and Kondogbia are rumored to be back for the Barcelona game after the international break. So, I mean, it comes in a weird moment for Atleti, since it came after quite a few disappointing matches. But then, after the Valencia game, which I mean, hopefully will breathe fire back into the souls of the players. So the time of this international break, do you think it'll be good for the Atletico team, or is it not the greatest timing for it?
Well, to be honest, it depends how you look at it. But in my opinion, like you asked, it is a great time for Atleti, given we have the international break at a time where we have positivity around the club and not negativity. That gives Cholo time to work on the things he needs to do, because I think the players have a lot of energy at the moment. So it is, I would say, in a very perfect time. After the break, we recover some players who are going to come, and players who are mentality monsters. I would say Llorente, I love his mentality. Griezmann is just so. It is very good time for Ali for the break. I know maybe we'll say, but Atleti could continue with this energy. No, I think we take a break. Cholo analyzes what needs to improve, and I hope he looks at the Rayo game, looks at the Copa del Rey games, and see the good things. Look at the Real Sociedad games and adjust all of these things, because at the moment, Atleti are finding difficulties in beating their direct rivals. So he needs to go back to the drawing board, check some things, and hopefully for us, well, this is me being selfish, many of our players should not be called up so that they can work together and the rest. But even if many are called up, where we have young Serrano, which I would like to see more of.
Very well. With that out of the way, let's discuss the Barca game. Now, Atleti's probably best performance of the season was against Barcelona in the home game. I mean, it looks like quite a different Barcelona side, but I mean, you should know more. What are your thoughts about that?
Excuse me. Well, Barcelona have been improving under Xavi, but I think they still have the issues like counter-attacking situations and the rest. This Barcelona side, to be honest, it would depend on the Barca we are going to see. Against Barcelona, and we all know Cholo is going to opt for a counter-attacking team, which may be great given Carrasco's history against Barcelona. He's always good against them. Same up. So I think he's going to go for a counter-attacking team, which will be good because Barcelona are very poor at defending transitions at the moment. And the issue will be how long can Atleti maybe contain Barcelona, because against Sevilla, Barca really did, they did a very good job in able to go to Seville, and maybe I would say they were the better side for 60 minutes, in which they put constant high press on Sevilla and were able to maintain the pressure. But the issue with Barcelona is the fact that they are still not at the level where they can keep match that intensity. I think Muller said the same thing after Bayern trashed Barcelona, in the fact that Barcelona, they have good technical players, but I think what we surpass them is the intensity. So it will all depend after the international break whether or not they are able to match, keep that intensity for a certain period of time. But going, I think that game is a very good game. If Aliti win that game, then we basically take 3 points from a rival. And also, Aliti has not won at the Bernabeu for a long time. So that game is really, I would say, after this Valencia game, a very good test for Aliti in terms of mentality and also in terms of testing Cholo's tactics. Because one thing I'm going to show, there will be lots of spaces for both sides to exploit because both sides are really not at their best. So maybe having a banter period within the season.
Very well. So, what are your predictions for that game?
Ah, Taha. If you know I'm bad at this. Man, you just put me under the bus, man. Man, dude. Yeah. Well, I'm opting you. I will go for a 3-2 win for Aliti.
Right. Quite an ambitious scoreline that. I mean, we haven't really seen any low scoring Atleti matches in a while, quite uncharacteristic from us, but yeah, let's hope for a win. I won't say much
Well.
further. So, with a week left for the transfer market to shut, Atleti are linked with quite a few players. It seems like the Lille left back Reinildo is very close to joining Atleti. He was in Madrid today and passed his medical examination, but it is still unclear if he will join the team in January or in the summer. If he does join in, if Atleti reach a deal with Lille right now, he will join in January. If not, he will join as a free agent in the summer. So what are your thoughts about Reinaldo, Emmanuel?
Well, to be honest, I don't know much about him. But from what I've been told today and the research I've made on him and some of them, I managed to watch, I think, two games of him. I think it's pretty clear that he's solid, he's defensively good, but offers little to nothing in attack. He's the type of player who very good. Like I'll say, similar to Mendy at Real Madrid. I'm not saying he's the same or maybe more than, of course, fans are funny, but it's similar to Mendy at Real Madrid. That is very solid defensively, but on the offensive phase, he lacks a lot of things. Especially given the profile and Cholo accepts me. Cholo has what he wants. A left back at the moment. I know 3 years now at the club. He has not improved his crossing. He has not improved his decision making in the final third. Lots of hope after seeing how good he was in the first deal leaves Manu Sanchez because really excited. To see, looking, I'm really excited for what it seems is not going to be the case, and which is really sad for me because for years we have not seen so many Atleti players make into the first team, and it's kind of worrisome for me because I know we have some players there who are really good. The loan system has not been great, but it's improving. Well, let's just see. But my thoughts are, I'm not a fan of the deal, but looking at his profile, he looks to be a good player, like I've already said, solid defensively.
I mean, looking at the numbers, he looks like an incredible player defensively, and I have heard this from quite a few followers of Lille as well. He is an absolute monster defensively, but offensively he doesn't seem to add much. So if the idea is to use him as a left back and free up Carrasco and return to a 4-4-2 formation, then he would be a very useful signing, and I would hope that Atleti get the job done and get him in January, since Carrasco, closer to the box, is one of Atleti's best creators. So yeah, I am a fan of this deal right now as things stand. And he would be cheap as well. I mean, either for free in the summer, but the figure that's being talked about right now is close to 2 million to 3 million euros. So a low risk deal. And as for what you said about Manu Sanchez, well, I'm not sure if he's ready to be a starter in the first team yet. I mean, he has looked promising quite a few times this season, but he has been benched recently, and it looks like he regressed a bit. So he is still young, obviously, and has room for improvement. I am still not sure if he has the quality to be the certified starter in the team. And either way, Reinaldo, for that price, would be a very good backup option. So, I mean, a low risk, high reward kind of deal for me. And I would be supportive of it if it happens in January. Another player that's being talked about is Vaz from Valencia. A very versatile player, can play as a right back, can play as a midfielder, which is where Bordalas has been playing him this season. Quite a useful player to have. What are your thoughts about him?
Well, Vaz is also another, like you say, low risk, high reward signing, but I'm not also a fan of it. I know Chulo likes versatile players and the rest, but well, I think the fullback market is quite scarce at the moment, which makes Atleti's option limited. And seeing such players who are good, I will not say top class good, it's a great deal to say take, but well, I don't, to be honest, I was speechless for a second there because I've just been thinking about the deal even before we recorded the podcast since I let you a link to him. And well, he's a midfielder. That means technically there are certain of advantages that comes with given that his vision obviously will be great. You're going to technically be better in the build-up phase than say Vachalico or Llorente. He will be more composed on the ball and his crosses into the ball are great. So basically, like you said, he's 30. I think he's 30 now. So it depends on how long the contract will be because there are certain things Atleti are doing at the moment which I don't quite like. For example, giving Felipe a new contract. No offense to him, he's a very good player. When he came on, he was not many as early. He had a good game against Valencia, but I don't really think it's a good option Atleti going or maybe giving him a contract renewal at the moment, given that we are in an era in which there are so many top young centre backs. I know Atleti are not really short of cash at the moment. Atleti are short of cash at the moment, so it's kind of understandable. But those deal, well, we have contrasting opinions, but I'm not a fan of the Ronaldo deal. I'm also not a fan of the Vaz deal and so as the Philippine deal. But well, it's just my opinion. If they can prove me wrong, like Lemar did for all of us, or maybe other players, then good. But I'm not really a great fan of those deals because it's like we are improving the quality in the offensive arsenal, and then the one that of the defensive aspect, which is supposed to be the main one, we are not doing anything about it because all season long, I know there are rumors, but Atleti are keep on linking with this forward, this forward, this forward, but you don't see them link with it. Somebody who is going to maybe improve the centre back. I know it's a big ask, but Sule might be leaving Bayern Munich for free at the end of the season. Well, if Bartra can, like I tweeted today, if he can work his magic and maybe me helping him and we are land Sule, that would be great for the club.
I mean, it's very unlikely that Atleti will end up with Sule, considering his wage demands. He's asking for more than 10 million a year, which is, I mean, Oblak is the highest earner in the team, and he earns 10 million a year. So getting Sule would be very unlikely. But there are quite a few other options for center back, and hopefully we do end up with quite a few good ones. There have been rumors that Atleti will look for a center back in January or a defensive midfielder, but I mean they haven't been from the most reliable sources. But I mean, like I said, the transfer window shuts in 1 week, and we will find out. Atleti usually do operate quite late in the transfer market, so we'll see in the upcoming days what happens. As for the Reinaldo and Vaz deals, I would say both a right back and a left back would allow Cholo to return to the to be more comfortable returning to the 4-4-2 formation, especially if Savic and Jimenez stay fit, or if we do end up getting a center back. I mean, like I said, Reinaldo with his defensive solidity would free up Carrasco, and getting him, like I said, closer to the box. I mean, like I said, he is one of the best creators in the team. So playing Carrasco further up the pitch would be a very useful thing to do right now. The same thing could be said about Vaz and Llorente, playing Llorente on the right wing with Vaz behind him. I would say those signings would be useful at least for the rest of the season. Considering their ages, Vaz is Ronaldo is 28, Vaz is 32. So hopefully, Atleti don't offer them, a very long contracts. But I guess we'll see. In the short term, I would say at least for the rest of the season, they would be very useful players. Would you like to add
Well,
anything?
as yes, I think you just talked about long term. I think I like what I read today. Ronaldo is a 4-year contract. That's to 2026. And as of us, I'm not thinking he's going to just sign to the end of the season. And I'm at 32. I'm thinking depending on what the club gives him, but I'm not thinking it's going to be a 1-year contract. So the issue, I'm not really a fan of this deal, is because to be honest, deals like this are great for the short term. But to be honest, it limits. Well, it depends on the club's model, because it seems for years now the club's model is going for players low risk and maybe short terms, given that Atleti doesn't have the financial to compete with bigger teams. But that, to be honest, I it seems at the moment that is not really good for the team, because of it, to be honest, it I keep on saying it limits Atleti's those players in the academy, their option to make it at the first team. I know you keep on saying he's not. I think that is the excuse many fans have been using. Well, he's not a first team level. He's not a first team level. When is he going to be a first team level player? Never. Isn't he going to never be? I think Tolo gave chances to Olivier Torres, which he didn't think that was fair enough. But there are all so many other players in the academy which they are not even giving chances to. So I don't get, to be honest, he's not going to get a chance. I'm not saying Atleti, maybe Barcelona has superior technical players than academy players and Real Madrid, yes. But look at the likes of Gavi. I think when you're in a moment of a crisis, I was expecting to see more of Serrano, but well, Tolo knows best. So let's just wait and see. Hopefully, things can change going forward concerning the beating players.
Well, so that's everything for today's episode. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, it was great having you back at our. So hopefully, we enjoy the break. Aleti made us smile, and hopefully they can come back and we finally win at the Camp Nou for, I don't know, is it how many years? So hopefully next time at our.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure I will be available for the upcoming month, since I do have college exams, and that is the reason I was gone for the last period. I will be continuing them in the upcoming month, but I will do my best to be back on more episodes. So yeah, I mean, it is quite fun to do them, and hopefully you do enjoy them. So thank you so much for sticking with us for today's episode as well. Remember, nunca dejes de creer. The Valencia game showed it best, and yeah, see you in the next episode.